Hey, folks, thanks for joining me for another Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan Frio. Today, we're going to talk what is powering the AI revolution. Now, a lot of you guys in the mainstream media right now, there is nuclear stocks all over the place. But we did start watching this one right through here about 6-8 months ago. I'm going to show you the returns that it's got so far. Year to date, this company right through here, 556%. Are you kidding me? So this company, it's OKLO. Let's go over to our stock portfolio that we created. And I'm going to tie all this into for you guys in a second. But let's go over the stock portfolio that we created just about a year ago. And here it is. We're doing pretty good. But if you go down through here, here's one of our picks, OKLO. And we added this because we were looking for nuclear power. Look where it's at right now, 162%. You guys can't see that. Let me scroll that up. I can't do that. I can't get my head out of the way. So you're gonna have to, right there, see it down there, 162%. So that's how much the return we've gotten on this thing since we bought back when? We bought it on May 27th, 2025. So did I do a ton of research on this? Do I know something that everybody else doesn't know? No. Here's what I look at. I look at all this stuff that's out there right now, and you see AI. AI is everywhere, and NVIDIA, and what's the other one, what's Oracle's, it's just flying. All these things are just going crazy right now. So you know, and NVIDIA just, what was it the other day, $100 billion or something like that in new infrastructure. So you know the play's intact. But how are they going to fund, how are they going to power all this stuff? That's the biggest question I had, and I've had it for several months. I wasn't a true believer in AI until I really started using ChatGPT and things like that. I'm going to show you guys how to use it because I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not a stockbroker. I don't do this for a living, folks. I do mortgages. I'm going to help you guys figure out how to create a stock portfolio like I've been doing. So here's the portfolio that we created, but today what we're going to look at is right through here, OKLO. Because again, we're looking at the nuclear play and all these things. So if you guys are out there, you're looking to make some money, please do something for me. Give me a dollar sign so I can at least know you're with me today. So here's what I want to talk about. If you go through here, here's that OKLO. We're going to look at this briefly, but I do want to go over to this section right through here. Here's what the Dow Jones is doing. I want to bring up the speed on what the economic news is from the Federal Reserve and everybody else, because that plays a role in all this stuff. Okay, so the Federal Chairman came in today and he started talking. The good news was he started talking kind of dovish about, you know, where rates are going to go and things like that. But he did mention a comment. He's like, I have to say this. I think the market's a little bit overpriced. And that's what you're seeing across the markets right through here. We've got the Dow Jones down 100 and some points, the S&P off, NASDAQ off, and the Russell 2000 off, and the VIX is spiking. So it wasn't very good news from Powell today. Let's see what this says. S&P 500 pulls back from record as AI trade in NVIDIA fizzles. Powell says stocks are overvalued. That's kind of what he just said. So what I wanted to do is help explain to you guys, because let's go down through here. There's probably some stuff in regards to Eli Lilly's building a place. Let's go down through here. S&P pulls back. Let's just see with NVIDIA, OpenID, Momentum, data centers, equally massive problems. Where to find the power? So down through here, and you can keep going on and on and on. The whole dilemma right now is how do you get power? And even President Trump spoke today on the UN saying, and I'm just telling you what he said. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't mean it that way. My apologies. That was so uncalled for. So retract that, folks. I didn't mean that. I'm just the messenger here, folks. So President Trump came in today and he said that the Green New Deal, kind of a farce. And even I'll put my two cents in. And I said, no, I shouldn't. I'm 60 years old. Folks, I've been hearing for probably 20, 30 years that global warming is a major factor, and I'm concerned just as much as you about the world. But it's been going on for probably 40 years that I've been hearing that. So just want to let you know that. I was also lived near 3 Mile Island, where the nuclear power plant, they actually talked about it today, maybe possibly coming back online. So that's what we want to focus in on, the AI trade. Now, NVIDIA, great company and great way to invest in. You also saw TikTok. I think what company was Oracle has a contract for TikTok. So those might be fantastic plays. But what we want to focus in on is the energy going forward, because a lot of the wind power and solar power is probably going to start depleting right now. And we're going to have to go to something. So we're going to look at nuclear. And I've been looking at this for the last year. And then that's what we did our study to figure out what's the best stocks for us to pick. So let's get over to here. Here was an article that was just posted on September 5th of just this month. And five nuclear energy stocks and ETFs to watch. So here's what I invest in. And this is why I'm trying to teach those out there that are new to investing, kind of midterm. You kind of know what you're doing, but you have a little bit of money. So what I want to do is explain to you guys how to look at stocks. What is an ETF? What's a mutual fund? What's cryptocurrencies? So here's what I did. I did a study on some different stocks you can look at in regards to the nuclear play. And those are down through here. And OKLO was one of them. Look at this return through here. Up 500%, 1,500%, some sources are saying. But what I wanted to do is break down some of the ETFs. I don't like individual stocks. I'll make that out there. The only individual stock I own is Apple, and there's a couple others. That's it. Everything else I own in an ETF. What an ETF is basically a basket of stocks in the asset class that you're looking at. So right now I wanted to look at what is some good investments when it comes to nuclear, and it lists all these through here. And then what it also does is provides us the PE ratio, which is right through here. And I'll go over that in a second. The returns on the 1, 3, and 5 year returns, and then some notes over there. But let's get over to, I'll show you this in a second, but let's get over to this article that was posted. And then I'm going to show you how the AI system worked for us. And there's some flaws here that you got to watch for. But I do want to show you guys how this is tremendous. It can do all your work for you, basically. So let's get over here. Five nuclear stocks to look at. So then you go down through here. And I'm just concerned on what stocks they're looking at. So we're going to go down through here. The first one they're going to look at, and these are stocks, is Constellation Brand, BWX, NuScale, VanEck. This is an ETF, and this is an ETF. So these are the nuclear power, BMX, and Constellation Brands. And here's what their returns are, and the returns in 30 days. And then you go down through here, and it breaks it all down. And I'll put this down below in the description, because I need you guys to understand these things. But one of the things we're going to look at is right through here. This is how I would invest in this platform, but we'll go through some more so you can understand this. You go down through here, and here's what you're going to see, NUKZ, and it's going to show Oklo, which is in that portfolio, and it's going to give you a whole bunch of other things. So what I did is I took all this data and I created this spreadsheet just to help you out. So what I did is I ran AI and said, okay, we need to analyze stocks that are in the nuclear play and then ETFs, because again, I don't like individual stocks. And here, I'll explain why. If we go through here, let's just look at OKLO. That's one of the ones that we're holding at this time. If you go over to here, we're going to OKLO. Let's click. I think I might have it open over here. Yeah, we have it open over here. So here's what I'm going to show you guys. If you go down through here, this is where the previous close was. It was 140. It's trading right now at 140, so it's up 50 cents. 52-week range is $7 to 142. Pretty massive. But you go down through here, you're going to start seeing PE ratios and EPS. This is price to earnings and earnings per share. They don't have any. This scares the bejesus out of me, because if something doesn't click for this company, are they going to be profitable? You can even see down here, can OKLO turn its reactor dreams into real profits? So I'm like, okay, I don't want to really throw a lot of money at this thing because it might not work out. So how can I invest in stocks like this but have a blended portfolio, meaning other stocks in this class, maybe not as good as this, or maybe not as bad as this, but it'll help us blend out or smooth out our returns. And if one company goes belly up, we're not going to lose all our money. So what we look at are what's called ETFs. And here's what they are. One flaw in this is I was going through and I was searching these ETF symbols. NUCL no longer exists. It's now NLR. So NLR, if you go through here, here's the ETFs that it was looking at. All right. So what I look at is things like this, the expense ratio. How expensive is the management that oversees this? That's basically what they're doing. You're paying a management company to oversee that portfolio. The returns. We're going to scrap this one because this data is actually incorrect. And I wanted just to show you guys, when you're running AI, just because it shows up here, you got to do your due diligence and double check. Okay, so we're going to look at NLR. So NLR, I'm going to look at these. Here's what I want to do. I want to look at what their expense ratios are. So we got, take the two lowest. So we had NLR and URA. Go over to here. What's its returns? NLR for 1 year, 58%. Are you crazy? 58%. All right, you go down through here, it's 36%. You go to the three-year return, it's 31%, 31%. So if I'm investing in it, I just look at these things. I'm going to say, okay, NLR is probably my best choice. Now, what is NLR? Well, let's get over to this so I can show it to you. If you go to NLR and you plug in the data, here's what's going to come out. VanEck, uranium, and nuclear. Okay, so here's what it's done. So over the last 6 months, it's up 75%. Okay, year to date, 70%. So it's doing pretty good. It's rallying pretty good. 1 month, 20%. Okay, so what you can do with this system, and again, I'm not a stock analyst. I'm not a financial planner. I'm just here for to help you guys understand the market. So take this as education and entertainment because this isn't my business. My business is mortgages. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to help you. But today I'm trying to explain to you guys how to really work the market. You got to get into the market, even if it's with $100. You got to get in the game. Otherwise, if you never get in, you're never going to make any money. Okay, so let's get over to this. So here's what this is telling us. We're going to go through the fundamentals of this ETF. The first thing I'm going to look at is, what does it hold? What stocks are in this portfolio? So we're going to go over to here. So where I'm at right now is Yahoo Finance, and I find this to be the easiest platform to kind of dig into stocks. So type in your ticker symbol. The ticker is going to come up, or the company is going to come up. And then what I want you to do is a few things. If it's a stock, you're going to look at a lot of these things, but you do need to look at the PE ratios, the yield, things like that to see how expensive this stock is. But the first thing I usually do is go over to the holdings. Does it have or hold what I'm looking for it to hold? So if you go through here, here's everything that is in that portfolio. You have Constellation Brands, Cameco, Uranium Energy, BWX, Dynason, Public Services. Well, before we do anything, let's get over to this to see what this one recommended. It's probably going to recommend kind of the same thing. So if you go up through here, it's going to give you several companies to look at. So it's saying Constellation Brand. You got to own that. You got to own BWX. You got to own NuScale. Well, if you buy this, you're buying most of those. I don't know if NuScale's in here. But if you go down through here, these are the top holdings that it has. So mostly everything that was in that chart that they're recommending. So why would you risk it and put all your money into one stock? Now, I get it. That company might blow up just like NVIDIA, where you might have made 15, 2, 3, 400% or more on your money. But the bad news is about it is if that company comes out with, they don't come out with earnings, they don't have funding, they don't have something that comes out and they're so volatile like this OKLO, a little bit of bad news, well, they might not make it. So I hate to invest in this company and see it go belly up, even though I had great returns. The end story is if this company goes out of business, I lose my money. So what my goal is to help you guys understand is how to invest in these things with the most, with the least amount of risk possible. So if you guys would, let's start asking some questions. You guys have any investment options that you're looking at? Any ETFs, any asset class that you want to go over today that we can look at? But while we're waiting for that, let's go back and look at our return. So what I did about a year ago is a friend of mine said, Dan, you're pretty good at explaining these things. So why don't you help people understand the stock market? Well, so what I did is I started creating this portfolio over the last year. And every couple times we go live, I would add another stock and I'd explain to you guys what we did, why we added it, and how we did our research. But lately I've been looking at this. Bitcoin was our basically where we were really killing it during the year, and it was up 150 or 160%. It's given back because this is Bitcoin on basically, I call it steroids. So when it goes up double. When it goes down double. So your returns kind of get squished when it's in a down market. So I did invest in Bitcoin. I've been in there for a long time, but this nuclear play is the new play out there because you have to figure out how to power all this stuff. And not only this stuff, is look at California, for example. You're having a tough time with your air conditioners. Same here in Chicago. During the summer, we have when everybody needs air conditioners, the power structure and the power grid's kind of tough. So could nuclear help, resolve a lot of those issues? That's our whole goal here and trying to focus in. So let's briefly go down through here so we can analyze the portfolio that we had. But the main thing I want you guys to understand is taking the news like this and getting involved in things you understand. So if you understand the web, where you understand how AI is going to work. Now, you might not have a clue. So if you don't have a clue, check out like ChatGPT or Gemini from, I think it's Google. Just check out those systems and see how much better they are than just a Google search. This is things that it'll create for you. So let me just go over to a ChatGPT that we've created. And I'll just show you how we work this. So let's say, for example, I want to buy a stock in a nuclear company. So I'll just say, list the top five nuclear power companies that are publicly traded. And here's what it's going to do. It's searching that data. So what I'm trying to do is narrow down. I don't care if this you're looking at shoes or, you know, alcohol or food or cars or whatever. Just check it out and put in the data. Let the AI system help you analyze all this data, because do you know what PE means? A PE ratio? Maybe not. If you do, where do you get the numbers? What's the price? What's the earnings? What's that? You can actually ask it within the system and it'll pull all that data for you. So here's what it's saying is the top five companies in the nuclear power. And these are all publicly traded companies. So again, you got Cameco, Constellation Brands, BWX, NuScale, and Dominion. These are all the largest players in this game. Well, if you buy into this fund right through here, you're getting them, okay? Almost everyone on. The only one I don't see is NuScale. It's got to be on there because it's on everybody else's portfolio. So this is basically how, you know, when I analyze some things, I look at using AI. So we're going to use AI to figure out how we're going to power AI. Kind of a cool concept. So this is what you're going to look at, and these are the companies that are named. So that's kind of, you know, I wanted to explain to you guys some, you know, why a lot of these companies are just skyrocketing right now. It is speculative. These are, you know, I'd probably put money in Bitcoin than I might be putting more money in OKLO at this time, but the returns are good. And a lot of times when you see returns like this, pull off a little money. You know, if you're up 500%, you can actually take all your initial investments back, and now you're paying it with profits, kind of like Vegas. So just want you guys to understand, how do you analyze? What do you analyze? And so please pick something you understand. So if you don't understand AI and none of this, well, don't invest in this. But I'm trying to help you understand each week when we come in, how do you come up with ideas? You know, what's in your wheelhouse? What do you do? What do you buy? What do you, you know, buy something that you're used to and you understand? Like there was I watched a professional basketball player the other day who was interviewed on CNBC, and they're like, you know, what stocks do you own? He said, you know, all the stuff that I know about. I know about sports, so I know what, you know, I'm buying. I'm not going to say what apparel he had. He had apparel, then he had shoes, then he is like, okay, I drive this kind of car, and then I do this. So that's what he invests in, because he understands that market. So take what you understand, plug it into the AI, and help it help you try to figure out a strategy on investing. So if you got any questions for me, let them rip. But let's go over and just see what our returns are so far. So far, since we created this portfolio, we're up 17%. Not bad for just an amateur coming in here each day, just plugging in these things, looking at AI. Because if you watch my past videos, pretty much every one of these that we did, I showed you how we researched it on AI and how AI helped us pick the best in class. So that's it for today, folks. It was a quick show. I got to get back to back to mortgages. I think we got about 51 applications in the last 4 days. So it is crazy. We worked over the weekend. If we haven't gotten to you guys yet, if you sent us out a request, you put in your application, trust me, folks, we're trying our best to get there. So my name is Dan Frio. That is my report for today. If you're looking for a mortgage, to looking to buy or refinance, love to be able to help you out. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? We'll check out today's closing bell. I'm going to explain to you what happened in the closing bell, why it happened, what happened with mortgage rates, and then also how to reach out to me to figure out what that slogan is about. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over to 30 different lenders. So thanks for watching for today, folks. I hope you learned something. And if you bought OKLO when I told you to, you're up a pretty massive amount of profits at this time. So thanks for watching, folks. I hope to see you next time, but we will be back tomorrow, me and Alan.